But first, let's listen to a red-hot debut song that is making its way up the charts.
Some say you're too old than you are. Some say so close but so far. I believe you hear, you see, when you're ready to be. It's how I've fallen for you in my heart. Would you be my Valentine, like a day to a prom, forever my sweet 16, when time can never find.
The song is called Valentine, and it's racing up the AC charts, getting airplay on radio stations, Sirius XM, and right here on Downtown, as we welcome the man behind it, a successful producer and now recording artist, Joseph James. Joseph, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's Rich, it's absolutely my pleasure, and thank you so much for having me. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, and also, a bonus, happy birthday to you today as well.
Oh, I didn't... Okay, I got to tell Mr. PR man. I said, don't make a big thing out of my birthday, but then when you said the birthday shout, I'm like, wait a second, that's me.
That is you. Well, a very happy one. Well, you've had such great success as a producer, as a performer, but not as a recording artist. What made you decide that the time was right?
I didn't make the decision. COVID made the decision. when everything has started happening, and, you know, without getting into the details of probably everyone's avalanche to some different size or another, I just kind of said, I didn't say actually. The reset button was hit, and thinking that I didn't know what tomorrow was going to bring, I just did the things I loved and went back to my roots as a session player and a writer. And I was still doing online sessions because everyone still wanted to work. And I just slowly dithered down on that and amped up my own thing. And strangely enough, this whole thing just developed. And Valentine, I mean, it was like the perfect storm. I still pinch myself when I look at the charts and go, we're still on it. But really, COVID pushed me back to my roots. And so if there has to be an upside to COVID, I guess that could be one of them.
So were some of these songs that you had had for a while, or was everything, this burst of creativity, all fueled during the pandemic?
Most of it was fueled during the pandemic. It's interesting because one of the songs that was just added to the album was a song that I had with Kenny Rogers when I was doing some stuff in Nashville. And I finally got my first cut with Kenny, and then he passed away and before it was released. So I had to go through some, loopholes to get it, just back in my court thinking, let's add it to this record if someone needs to hear it. And, so most of them were from during this time. I mean, I still have my old SoundCloud accounts up, and I think under Joseph James Vulpes, which is my legal last name, there's about a couple hundred songs that I've done for myself and other people, really for other people with different publishing companies. But this album 5.5 is basically here and now. And I love it. I mean, there's one or two songs that may have been sort of planted, or at least the wheels were spinning within the last couple of years. But, as where we sit here and now, they're all basically done. And I attribute the 30 new songs that I wrote during COVID to the COVID sessions, and the 14 that are going on the record are the ones that I picked, and so did radio. So here we are.
Well, it's wonderful. And you mentioned the album 5.5. Can you share the significance behind that title?
You know, it's really deep, and I'm being very sarcastic. It's spiritual. It's all this different stuff, and
it's a decimal point, Joe. Come on.
it's my age. when I put 55 on the, I said the original name of the album was This Is 55, and the promoters that were involved to get things rolling were screaming at me saying, "What are you doing? You can't give away your age." I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "We thought you were 30." I'm like, "Yeah, well, guess what? I said it's kind of public knowledge. I said, I think they go." And so the guy's like, "No, this is garbage, blah, blah." I said, okay. So, the minds got together and said, "We're going to take this deep. Put a decimal in there." And I'm like, ooh. But you know something? It was genius, because everyone asks me that question. They meet me, and thank God, you know, to my parents' young looks and good DNA and probably very good pasta growing up my whole life, I look probably younger than 55, well, 56 now, don't tell anyone. And but 5.5 has been like a real attraction to people. And when I tell them the story, they start cracking up. They're like, oh, that's all it is. Yeah, told you.
Well, you're right, though. I will say I watched the video, which is wonderful. And yes, I hate you a little bit because you could pass for about 35.
Well, thank you. I'm going to send the money right now.
So thank you.
Let me know where to go.
I also saw that you're going to be releasing songs on a regular basis from the album. So people get 5.5 a little bit at a time before the big release.
Yeah, so basically there's about 30 people in the Joseph James team now, which I'm so grateful to everybody. And this, you know, it's obviously really a business. We're sitting down, we're strategically trying to plan everything. But if you study the algorithms of all of them, they studied it, of digital downloads and whatnot, you basically need to keep releasing something every 6 weeks in or around. And then if you're fortunate enough to have, you know, good PR and you guys, you know, I mean, this is the key. You try to put everybody in sync, and that's what makes the wheel spin faster and larger on its own, according to, you know, the stats people. So that's what we're doing. I mean, there are a couple of record release parties planned for May and June. A couple tour dates were just added. I just got out of Pittsburgh a couple days ago, and a huge agent for Gino Vannelli put me on 3 shows and just saying, listen, we need to get you in front of 3,000 people or better. I said, great.
That's awesome. Well, Gino is great. He's been on our show before. He's just one of the nicest guys in the world.
And you know something? I cannot wait to meet him. I'm thrilled to be doing some shows in Canada, and I believe there's going to be one in Pittsburgh. And, you know, everything is just kind of happening, and I'm just really enjoying it, man. It's just, yeah, I mean, and that's how it's going to go. I mean, the next year and a half to 2 years are pretty much documented and planned with new songs, release parties. You know, Valentine, as for the reason that I'm on your show now, which is amazing, just, the radio guys get mad when I say this, it just won't die. But the good thing is that, like, Sirius is keeping it in regular rotation because they're like, well, it's not a Valentine song anymore. Now it's a love song. And I'm like, great. So it helps pay the rent. And, you know, it's kind of a pat on the back saying, Joe, keep going. You're doing really well. So that's my personal pat, which I'm really grateful. And, man, we're just going to have fun. You know, let's just have a great time and just hopefully people will enjoy it.
We're talking with Joseph James. The new single is indeed Valentine. The album 5.5, be looking for that down the road. We would be remiss if we didn't talk about, one of the many talented and famous people you've worked with through the years. When did you first meet the woman we've come to know as Lady Gaga?
I still do this once a year New Year's gig at this private Italian foundation on Madison Avenue. At that time, about 2005, I was doing some gigs there, and I met her dad. He was a member, and he asked me to help her get into NYU. I might be off by a year here or there, but basically help her to get into school for music. And so I actually produced and worked and played on her first jazz demo, and she got into Tisch and did really well and decided to do an original record. And she, from what I'm told, she threatened the family, I'm not going to graduate unless you get that guy back and help me and let me record my ideas. So the father's like, listen, let's get this done. Get the Don record. He used other words. Let's get the record done. And she's going to work for my Wi-Fi company. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. Whatever. Whatever. So we did the record, and those were the cult sessions, the Red and Blue and the Word sessions, which, you know, I don't know how they're so popular. I mean, they are great, but I would have thought that the new stuff, which it does, would just take over. But, you know, people have a love for these sessions. And as yes. So we did the sessions and booked a couple shows at the Bitter End and the Songwriters Hall of Fame concerts, and everybody I played the demos for were just loving it, and Def Jam picked her up like right out of the gate. And that was the beginning of the next ride of my life. And, you know, ever since then, everybody, you know, wants to be the next Gaga and studio sessions. And can you co-write for me? Can you produce this? And, you know, and that spelled out the next 15 years of my life. And so here we are. And you know, it's funny you say that, because I got a really nice phone call this morning on my birthday from her family. And we're crossing our fingers, but we're supposed to get a gigantic shout out on social media this week from her. Because she is, quote unquote, super proud of everything, and she's just thrilled that I'm pursuing what my initial dreams were, and it's working. So I'll make sure I tag you guys, because you're all part of this ride, and I really am grateful.
Well, we're so happy for you. How does it feel though now? Because you did wait a while. Does it feel different? Are you more prepared for everything that goes with being a performer, a recording star, now that you've got a couple extra miles on the tires?
Well, I'm still washing dishes in my kitchen sink. I mean, you know, I got a lot of miles on my tires, which probably need to be changed soon. you know, it's funny. It's a great question, because I think it's probably perfect timing. I'm not saying that it wouldn't have been wonderful in my 20s because this is how it all started, obviously, but with a dream. But you know, it's, somebody asked me yesterday on the Drive Time show in Cincinnati, they said, so tell me what you do. Like, we just sold out Pittsburgh, and they said, well, how does that feel? And does it get really crazy after the show, like when you used to play with Richie Blackmore and everyone? I'm like, oh yeah. I said, you want to hear what I do after a sold out show? I said, I asked the food and beverage people to give me a sandwich to go. I said, I stop off and buy Smart Pop. I said, I get back to the hotel. I said, I jump in bed and put on Downton Abbey. I said, and I'm the first guy back to bed after a show. They're like, you're kidding? I'm like, I said, what, are you kidding me? I said, this is what it's about. I said, I truly love this ride. I said, it's not that I don't celebrate my own day and time. I said, but the days of throwing TVs out the window and, and, you know, streaking across a courtyard in the middle of Germany or wherever we were in tour at the time, I said, that's so yesterday. I said, I don't have the strength for that crap. I said, I got to save my voice and sing 5 days a week. I said, and it's a lot harder when you get older.
All right, we need to hear some of those stories on another day. But, Joseph, it's
yeah, no, they're out there.
It's great to talk with you. Love the song. Looking forward to hearing more from 5.5. And if people want to get involved and hear more of your music, what's the best way for them to do that?
So all my socials are somehow linked. Well, they are linked to at Joseph James NYC, like New York City. So, you know, you go to Instagram, which is on fire. Even TikTok, which I got to say, I'm really grateful that, you know, I was able to create a buzz there. You can go there. And also, if you just go josephjamesnyc.com, you'll be routed to my artist website, and you can just keep real-time tabs on me. And, you know, we're doing this every day, and we're not stopping. And I am just so grateful for everybody and that's loving what we're doing. So please stay in touch and DM me once in a while, and hopefully I get back to, you know, get on your show again, because I think you're going to love the new singles as well.
Well, that'd be great. We're looking forward to it. Wish you continued success, Joseph. Thanks for making time for us this afternoon, and we'll catch you again down the road.
Thanks, Rich. You guys have a great week, and God bless you guys. Take care.
That's Joseph James, the single, Valentine, the album, 5.5.